Cost accounting. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, cost accounting is the branch of accounting that is concerned with recording and reporting business operating costs. It includes the reporting of costs by departments, activities, and products. A term related to cost accounting is management accounting. Cost accounting is used to calculate the costs that will be reported on the organization's external financial statements and to tax authorities. Management accounting is used for internal management decision-making and doesn't need to conform to external reporting or tax accounting rules. While cost accounting is backward or historical looking, management accounting is forward looking, budgets and forecasts. A basic understanding of how costs are managed internally by the organization can help supply chain managers determine a complementary cost structure for the supply chain. One common method of cost accounting is standard costing. Standard costing. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, standard costs are the target costs of an operation, process, or product, including direct material, direct labor, and overhead charges. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a standard cost accounting system, or standard costing, as a cost accounting system that uses cost units determined before production for estimating the cost of an order or product. For management control purposes, the standards are compared with actual costs, and variances are computed. Standards are targets that the organization sets to show the expected or desired outcome of an activity. These are periodically reviewed and changed as needed. To understand standard costing, some additional terms from the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary should also be reviewed or introduced. Cost of goods sold, COGS, an accounting classification for determining the amount of direct materials, direct labor, and allocated overhead associated with the product, S, sold during a given period of time. C. Cost of sales, current price, the price currently being paid, as opposed to standard cost. A related term is market price, which is the going price for an item on the open market. Usage variance, deviation of the actual consumption of materials as compared with the standard. Cost variance, the difference between a budgeted or projected cost and actual cost. Standards are set for each of the elements of the cost of goods sold. Each cost has two components that are set as standards. Volume and rate. Volume is how many units of a resource are purchased or used, and rate is the cost per unit of that resource. When volume has variances from the standard, it is a usage variance. When the rate has variances, it is a cost variance. Both variances are tracked separately, and their sum should equal the total variance. Variances can be positive or negative. Negative variances occur when costs are greater than expected. Positive variances occur when costs are less than expected. Note that the quantity of materials for an operation has standards both for what should be purchased and what should be used. Since these quantities may differ due to factors such as scrap in an operation or quantities for bulk discounts. Note also that overhead costs are allocated based on a cost driver. A cost driver is simply a measurable aspect of an operation that is used to approximate how much of the overhead should be associated with the units produced. The rate is the total expected overhead for the period divided by the total of the expected cost driver for all operations at that site for the period. A frequently used cost driver is direct labor hours. For example, during a given period, an operation to make 30,000 units is expected to use 1,500 direct labor hours. All operations in the plant are expected to use 15,000 direct labor hours. Total overhead costs for the plant are expected to be $300,000. The overhead rate is $300,000/15,000 equals $20/direct labor hour. The standard overhead cost for the 30,000 unit operation is 1,500 hours x $20/hour equals $30,000, 1/10 of the total overhead cost. The following shows the variance calculation for actual results. Actual overhead cost for 30,000 unit order, 1,300 hours x $21/hour, a rate determined only at the end of the period, equals $27,300. Variance, $30,000 minus $27,300 equals $2,700, positive overall variance, less cost than expected, made up of a large positive variance from lower labor hours than expected and a smaller negative variance. Higher cost than expected, from the higher actual overhead rate. Standard costs and variances for direct materials and direct labor would be similarly calculated and accounted for, except that the actual costs may be known during or before production. Standard costing is used to estimate the cost of goods sold before all costs are known with certainty. It also provides benchmark targets for use during production. Thus, it is a method of controlling a process during production, rather than only being applied by accounting after production is complete. When variances are detected as they occur, process controls can sometimes keep negative variances from continuing to expand or can prevent the problems from recurring in a later operation. Management and accounting should exercise a high level of control over variances, because this is the key to avoiding period-end surprises that impact financial results. Note, however, that variances can occur simply because standard costs need to be revised. Depending on how quickly material, labor, and overhead prices are changing, organizations may need to revise their standard costs annually, quarterly, or even monthly. Many of the concepts discussed in these modules make use of standard costing. Inventory can be valued using standard costing, although other methods also exist. If standard costing is used at an organization, efficiency can be calculated using a formula. For example, a work center that produces 110 standard hours of work while operating for only 100 hours has an efficiency rate of 110%. This is where supply chain management comes into play. It is used to bring a synergy for all the entities in the supply chain and to enable them to operate and produce more efficiently, whether this means optimizing production, storage, or movement capacity. The effectiveness and efficiency of supply chain management are partly measured by its contribution to the bottom line, and financial statement analysis can provide this information.